Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Welcome back. It's the Johnny B. Show. 102.5 The Bone. It's real. It's raw. It's radio. You're listening because you're a B-hole and we love you for it. You know I'm not proud of Friday night, that means it's freestyle. Feel good Friday. We're going to try to keep you happy, keep you on your toes, and also offer up any information you want. You call in, ask anything. It doesn't matter. It could be a math question. It could be a question about our childhood. Be anything. You need a recipe? I got them. Anna, she knows sports.
I do.
Yeah.
Tight ends and
Black history. She's very knowledgeable with so many things.
It's true. I do know a lot.
So just call in. Freestyle Friday, just for you guys. Oh yeah, Ryan knows stuff too.
A little bit.
Like, what do you know, Ryan?
I know khakis.
True story, guys, if you want to know where to buy a good pair of khakis. Where's your go-to for khakis?
Walmart.
It's as sad as... I almost said the S word.
Yeah.
Like, it was just going to fall right out of my mouth.
Sometimes in my head, I said it.
I did.
And I'm like, did I say that out loud?
Oh, my God. Like, it was rolling right out. Like,
yeah. Ooh. Some sad...
Oh, no. My God.
You guys need to... know how to take a punch to the face. I can help you with that, too.
Oh, dude.
Hello? Yeah. I got a concussion, bro.
Yeah, that was 3 years
did
ago.
Did you not? It was last year.
And it was 2 years ago.
Whatever. Okay. No, she got it.
It's fresh in my mind.
I grew up a fat white kid with a mullet in an all-black neighborhood. You think I haven't been punched in the face and kicked in the head by Timberlands? Oh, yeah. It's happened. And I turned out fine.
If you've never had your house burned down, you can
my house has been burned down.
Yeah.
And not by a campfire, just by mean people.
9 people are dead now, by the way.
Oh, sorry. Wow, thanks, Ryan. What a jerk.
Read the room.
I know. What is wrong with him?
And people are dead. Moving right along.
Good Friday, everybody. We have a very special guest in the house. I'm so excited about this. We've been talking about this for so long. This visit has been planned for months and months and months, and now here it is, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. I call her Mama Hummel. Her name is Ellen. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you very proud of your daughter?
I am so proud of her.
Oh, God.
She's found her passion, and she's going for it.
Oh, my God. My mom is also here. Mama Hummel, if you'll look under the table, there's an urn there. It's very sad. I'm just kidding. Oh, no. That's horrible. Everybody laugh about my dead mom. It's not funny.
You should have just put an SBK in there.
My mom's here. SBK! Perfect. Is this your first time in Florida, Mama?
Yes, this is my very first time in Florida.
What do you think? I mean, you showed up a very hot day in November for us. It's a little humid, or as we like to call it around here on the Johnny B. Show, very ball sweaty. You don't have to worry about that, obviously.
Okay.
You brought your husband with you, which is very nice. He's a nice gentleman. I talked to a very handsome guy, and he would have to be because, Mama Hummel, you are a looker.
Yay.
I mean, wow. I mean, seriously. Like,
I know, right? This is my future, so not bad.
That is a great future.
Yeah.
I mean, you're a very pretty girl. We talk about it all the
Thank
time.
Thank you for being honest.
Everybody knows. You know, like I was out today at the event, and people are like, where is Anna? And I'm like, put your pants on.
Who said that?
Everybody? Everybody.
No.
Everybody
That's
I talked
a lie.
To. Everybody I talked to. Everybody. And then a couple of them wanted to know where Ryan was, too. You know, I told him he was still recovering from the fight, and they're like, no, I'm just kidding. No, everybody loves you. So it was really, really cool. But, you know, sometimes you know, the parents don't always resemble the kid. You know, like if you look at my son and I.
I was just about to use, yeah.
Well, you go ahead and do it. I'll do it. I'll do the self-deprecating stuff, all right? Because my son is an Instagram model, and I am just a sad, I look kind of like a melted Hershey's Kiss.
It's don't be
the
so worst.
I'm a horrible, horrible, horrible looking human being.
You're a handsome man.
I am not. I am a round mess is what I am, but I have jokes, and it gets me through life. But you, you definitely, the apple did not fall far from the tree. So it's very, very nice. Now, Ellen.
Yes.
I know you're a little nervous. Mm-hmm. You're on a number one rated radio program.
So many people are listening right now.
There's a lot of people listening.
Don't mess this
up. No pressure.
Please don't freak out. It's just, you know, lifelong embarrassment if you F this up. So, no, you'll be fine. Don't worry about it. You know, you'll get back to the airport, you know, back in California. It'll be like, you're not welcome here. You screwed up a radio program. And we all heard it. We were streaming it on theboneonline.com. I've put together a game for you. Would you like to play a game?
Uh-oh. Okay. Oh, yeah. Let's hear what it is.
Uh-huh. Whenever we get family members on, we do this with even married couples. Anytime I do this, I like to slap together a trivia contest, you know, so that we can find out just how well you know that person. And it's really good when it's your own kid. So we're going to play a little game called How Well Do You Know Your Daughter?
Uh-oh. Okay.
So oh, yeah. 10 questions.
Here we go.
And we're going to find out how well you know this girl. And look, we have chronicled her life from childhood all the way up, including her very boyish, chubby bat mitzvah days. Oh, boy. Cute little fat Anna's my favorite of all the Anna's.
The braces.
Oh, shoulder pad blazer wearing, doing news
those
for
were
her.
Not shoulder pads. Those were my.
My God.
Fat shoulders, dude.
Love fat little Anna. I mean, I like the fact that you're into your health and your fitness and all that, but man, if we could have fat Anna for just a week.
She had character, you know?
She did.
She is me. That's why I have character, because I was a gross kid growing up.
And that's why.
No, you weren't.
Aww.
That's a lie. That is a bold-faced lie.
No, we have
she
pictures.
Made me wear a girdle. Did she tell
what?
You that?
What?
She
what?
Made me wear a girdle because I was fat.
You had to suck in that belly?
Yeah. So, but the thing
Wait,
is,
was
the way.
That for a dance competition?
It was for a dance competition because I had a tummy. So, but the way that this works, it's not like the fat disappears. It just gets redistributed.
Right.
So I'd be all puffy on top, like a fat, gross ass, but a flat stomach. Like, hey.
Yeah.
So sad. I couldn't even breathe. My mom's like, too bad. This just has to happen. This
we
is
don't
gross.
Want you doing a spin and your belly hitting one of your teammates or something like that. So I get it, you know?
Yeah, it was gross.
Oh, so. My God. All right, we have 10 questions here. I had Anna write down some facts about her, and you have to. We have to see how much you know. And this is not going to be like the easy things, like her birthday. You know that, obviously. You were there.
What is my birthday?
It's May 8th, 1987.
Oh, correct. Correct. God. Ding, ding, ding.
Off to a good start.
Go.
Off to a
good start. All right, good.
Ooh, practice rounds. I like that.
Okay,
okay, very, very good. Oh, man, this is great. Oh, I'm so giddy about this. All right, question number one. Are you ready, Mama Hummel?
Ready or not, here it comes.
Okay. First of all, whose voice is this?
Balls are growing on me.
Oh, no.
Balls are growing on me.
Somebody saying balls are growing on me.
Balls are growing on me.
Oh, no. Oh, boy. By the way, your daughter is most of my soundboard.
Pussy ass mother.
Oh, man, that's my favorite one.
Pussy ass mother.
Very, very good.
That's my girl.
You sweet little angel sent from heaven. Okay. Question number one. And let me get my music. What is Anna's favorite cuisine? Her favorite cuisine. What kind of food does she love the most?
Her favorite cuisine is sushi.
Ryan, please keep score here. By the way, Mama Hummel, I didn't want to tell you this until the end, but I'll tell you now. If you don't get at least 7 right, legally, she is no longer your daughter.
Bye-bye.
Oh, no.
That'll be fine. You can adopt kids very easy nowadays. I hear the Guatemalans are the cheapest. Okie dokie.
They're on their way.
oh, boy. All right. Question number two.
Oh, God.
At what age Do you think Anna, or did you think Anna was a lesbian? At what age?
I wasn't going to bring that up.
Oh, yeah. You thought she was a full-on lesbian.
I'm going to say 11.
Your lesbo year. That's nice. Yeah. She's like, I'm taking all the carpet out of her bedroom.
Oh, boy.
She'll never eat dinner. Okay. All right. She is one for one, or one out of
die.
Two.
Oh,
boy.
God.
This is great. Yeah. Woo. All right. You're doing great. Oh, Ellen's the greatest. All right. Question number three. When did Anna get her first period? When did Anna get her first period? What age and what grade was that?
Either or. We will accept either answer.
Oh, okay. That's true.
I will say 6th grade.
That's amazing. Okay. That is correct. Yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, if you win, you get those two dry Dunkin' Donuts donuts that have been in the break room since this morning. Oh, they're going to be delicious.
Awesome.
Yeah, if you've never had diarrhea, you will tomorrow. It'll be great. All right, question number four. What is the nerdiest thing Anna did? What is the nerdiest thing she ever did? And this is from a kid that did a lot of nerdy things.
Mm-hmm.
What was the worst?
I'd say play the French horn.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that.
I think the judges should accept that answer.
I think so.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, you were the point.
I forgot about that. I should have included that as well.
What was the real answer?
The correct answer was refuse to miss senior ditch day because she wanted extra credit. Nerd.
She wanted to study. I made her ditch.
Yeah, she called me out of school.
Cool mom.
Yeah, she said, you can't go to school.
And then she goes, okay, I'll study. I said, no, you got to do something fun like that.
I love your mom so much because now you know deep in your mom's mind, she was like, I can't believe this bitch is playing a French horn. Mama, I'm playing a French horn. Oh, sweetie, play whatever you want. Okay, it's fine.
I know what you're about to say, but go ahead.
I love it.
Okay, yeah. You know
I love a horn that just wraps all around in a circle forever.
I wanted to originally play the tuba. Is that what you're going to say?
Oh yeah, you originally wanted to play the tuba, and then you got really mad at me because I said, it's too big. You can't carry it.
And she's then like, look at these shoulders, Mama.
I can't fit it in the car. You can't play it.
You can't fit it in the car.
But when she was practicing outside in the backyard, birds just flew away.
So, Anna, what was your motivation for your choice of instrument? Were you like, look, I need to keep guys away from me until I get to college?
Dude, I don't know. I think I wanted to play something that girls didn't really play.
Oh, yeah. You
so I was like, I'm going to play the tuba.
Oh, good job.
Yeah. I can hang with the big boys. No, I couldn't. I was tiny.
You're a dump. Oh, God. I love it. All right. I think it's 2-2 right now. Let's go to question number 5. True or false, Mama Hummel? You told Anna she didn't have to shave her knees. Is that true or false?
Oh, that is true.
Oh, my God.
This broad, for some reason, my mother does not grow hair on her knees.
Oh, it's so weird and awesome.
I have dark black hair on my knees.
I thought you were wearing knee pads.
Yeah, and she told me, she's like, no, you don't have to shave over your knees.
Oh, man.
People just don't do that. So I said, okay, all right. So I shaved up to here. And I got called out at school. My friend's like, what the hell is going on over here?
You're wearing skin socks.
Yeah. She's like,
oh, God.
She's like, your legs. And I'm like, what are you talking about? They're smooth. She's like, but your knees. And I said, you're not supposed to shave your knees. She's like, you're a freaking idiot.
And then you walked
away. And I went back home crying.
You walked away with your tuba. Oh, my God.
Yeah, so you do shave your knees, people.
Oh, my God. This
she
is
just
great.
Didn't grow any hair on her knees.
I'm crying. This is way better than I thought it was going to be. This is so awesome. All right, question number 6. Oh, this is wonderful. Anna Hummel. Name a boy Anna had a crush on in high school. There are 3 different ones. All of them didn't care about hairy knees. Name one of them.
Starts with a J. Jordan. Jordan.
Jordan was one of them.
Yeah.
Can you name the other two?
Yeah, name the other two for extra credit.
Was it Gabe?
Yeah.
Damn. Only because it sounded like K. One.
It wasn't Ross Lingenfelder,
oh,
was it?
Oh, Rossling?
No, not Ross. Matt.
Oh, Matt.
Oh, you liked
it. Yeah, yes, you did. Hell yeah. Oh, my God. This is great, man. Your mom really knows you. This is horrible, man. All right. Question number 7. When Anna was 8 years old, you took her to the doctor because you were afraid that she was blank. What were you afraid that she was? And this is not the lesbian thing. Doctors can't actually help you with that.
Don't ask Mike Pence that. He might give you a different answer.
Yeah, come on. Come here. Come here, Tom. Come here. Are you gay? No? All right. It's the Pence treatment.
Okay.
What did you think was wrong with your daughter?
I would say her hips, because she was walking turned in.
Oh, fat. I know. Oh,
we'll accept that.
Will we?
Yeah, of course.
Well,
yeah,
what did
you
say? I said pigeon-toed.
Pigeon-toed,
yeah.
It's same as hips, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, she said I was turned in. That's like my feet were turned in.
Your feet were turned in, so I thought it was from your rotation from your
It was
hip.
Just, she was just stupid. Is that, why was she walking like that?
I think.
Because that's how tuba players do it?
No. I think when babies are inside, they're all crunched up, so it just develops.
How old was she when you took her to the doctor?
Like 8, though.
Oh.
I thought you were younger.
Maybe 7 or 8, but I remember I thought I was going to have to wear, like, leg braces, like Forrest Gump,
like,
oh, hell no, I saw that movie.
So you just started walking right?
Yeah, no, so what happened was she took me to the doctor, and I'll never forget this, and the doctor told me to walk down the hallway, and I was so careful to walk super parallel, and my mom was like, this bitch was tripping over her feet an hour ago,
so
and I'm looking at her, like, winking, like, I ain't getting braces today, mama.
Oh, my God, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, question number 8. What boy did Anna dance with at her senior prom?
Aw.
Wasn't it Jordan?
No.
No.
Sad.
Who was it?
Yeah, who was it?
Take another guess.
Don't you mouth it to her.
No. There was literally one boy that was interested in me in high school, and it was
Matt?
That guy.
Matt?
Yes, it was Matt. Okay.
And still, she got it wrong, though, Ryan.
Yeah. She did get it wrong. I have added no points.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Question number 9. Sad it's almost over. When Anna was in Detroit, or like she likes to refer to it, the golden years.
What?
Nothing. She got a misdemeanor. For what? She was arrested.
Wasn't arrested.
Okay, I elaborated. Your daughter got a misdemeanor. What for? Criminal.
You were in an illegal building or something, and it was a bar.
Like trespassing?
What was the charge?
What was the charge?
I don't know. Being in the wrong place at the wrong time.
You imagine if a cop said that. I'm going to charge you with being in the wrong place at the wrong time. Sorry about that. The charge was loitering.
Loitering. Everybody else got disorderly conduct, so I was a little jealous.
But you wouldn't leave. But so they were like,
exactly. Yeah, get the hell out of here.
That's what loitering is.
Now!
If you get charged with loitering, you deserve it, because normally a cop will go, man, just get out of here, man. You go, no! I'm an American. You can't make me leave this place. And they're like, I can, no, but just go. Don't be a dick. And you're like, no! And then you get loitering like an idiot.
I'm not even a threat to society, just a nuisance. Just annoying society.
Exactly, which is worse. It's kind of worse in a way. Did the charges get dropped?
Yeah, it did. Okay. I'd pay like $300, but it got dropped.
There you go. You're like, give us $300 and stop being stupid. And you're like, okay. Is that how it worked out?
No, the officer that charged me just didn't show up to court.
That happens a lot.
Because that's
of times.
How insignificant my crime was.
Yeah.
He's like, I forgot.
I don't care. Whatever. This is that dumb girl with the pigeon toes that wouldn't leave the bar. That's nice.
So.
All right, let's go to question number 10, our last one. Mama Hama.
Yeah.
What happened to all of Anna's bat mitzvah money?
I think we put it in an account.
I just wanted to know where it went. I didn't know.
It's a trap question.
The answer is, seriously, where the F did it all go?
We now know. Your mom spent it.
No. I think we put it in an account and it went to your college application.
That's what you told me. I don't think that's what happened. I think the party just paid for itself.
It went to an account for a future vacation that she is on right now. Good job with that little fat dress you are wearing. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job. What was the final score, Ryan Adams?
7 out of 10 ain't bad.
Whoa,
wow.
Yeah.
She's still your daughter.
Yay.
Oh, awesome.
Yay.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.